In this demonstration, I want to show you what it's like to use the remote app on your iPhone. And in this case, it's my iPhone 6 Plus, to use the Apple TV in navigating the menus and so on. So first of all, let me just say that I've got my iPhone 6 Plus turned on. VoiceOver is running, and I'm currently sitting at my home screen. And as far as the Apple TV is concerned, it's turned on and sitting in the appropriate HDMI channel, ready to go as well. So first of all, I'm going to use handwriting mode to find my remote app on my iPhone.
Handwriting, lowercase. R, six apps, R tap drums. E, four apps, recognizer. M, three apps, reminders.
And I'll do an O anyway, why not?
O, two apps, remote.
That's the one, and one finger double tap.
Opening remote.
Of course, if I use the VoiceOver gesture, one finger flick to the right.
Settings, button, lounge room, button, toy room, button.
Toy room is the one that I want to use. One finger double tap on toy room.
Toy room.
If I touch the middle of the screen.
Gesture area.
I've found the gesture area. Now, the trick with the gesture area, and for those that want to know, it's using the direct touch mode for the gesture area. When you're flicking left or right, up or down, they're very small gestures in the middle of the iPhone screen using the remote app. So if I do a tiny little flick to the left now.
TV shows, button. 2 of 5.
Okay, I'm on TV shows. That's the top menu of the Apple TV. It'll flick to the left again.
Movies. Button. 1 of 5.
Okay, so movies. Now let's go to the right. Tiny flick to the right.
TV shows. Button. 2 of 5. Music. Button. 3 of 5. iTunes Radio. Button. 4 of 5. Computers. Button. 5 of 5.
Okay, and if I want to come down to the main home screen, one finger small flick down.
Settings. Button. 5 of 7.
One small finger flick down again.
Radio. Button. 7 of 7.
Okay, and if I flick back to the left.
Podcasts. Button. 6 of 7.
And now do one finger flick up again. Tiny one.
Cricket. Button. 1 of 7.
And flick to the right.
Trailers. Button. 2 of 7. YouTube. Button. 3 of 7. iCloud Photos. Button. 4 of 7. Settings. Button. 5 of 7.
Okay, so what I basically did, we came down from the top menu bar down to the settings on the first row on the right-hand side, went one down to the second row, across to the left, one, and then up, which started Cricket on the first row, and then went across and came back to settings again. Okay, so basically so far, left, right, up and down on the touchscreen of the iPhone, of course, is up, down, left and right on the remote physical control. And the select button, of course, is just a touch in the middle of the screen. So if I want to select settings, just touch the middle of the screen.
In settings. General. Button. 1 of 9.
Another tiny little flick down on the screen.
Main menu. Button. 2 of 9. Screensaver. Button. 3 of 9.
Now if you want to go back to the previous menu, remember you've got the physical menu button on the remote. Well, the menu button on the app is, if I come down to the physical home button on my iPhone and come up a little bit.
Menu button.
Okay, there's
hold
menu.
Hold for main menu.
Okay, and it says hold for main menu. And if I double tap it.
Menu.
In main menu. Settings. Button. 5 of 7.
Okay, I've come back to the previous menu. In this case, it's come back to the settings. So in effect, if I went into settings, general, and then I hit the menu button, of course, I would come back to the previous menu in the settings. And then another tap on the menu button on my iPhone will bring me back to the main home screen. Now I've currently also got accessibility shortcut running, and if I want to have a look at those options, if I come down to the home button again, come up a little bit.
Menu button. Hold for main menu.
And it says hold for main menu. If I do one finger double tap and hold.
1 of 1. VoiceOver. 1 of 3.
VoiceOver, one finger flick down.
Closed captions. Button. 2 of 3.
One little finger flick down again.
Video descriptions. Selected. Button. 3 of 3.
Okay, and I've also got video descriptions turned on, which of course is not quite happening on the Apple TV yet, sadly enough. And then of course to come out of the pop-up, come back down to my home button on my iPhone, come up a little bit.
Menu button.
And double tap on the menu button.
Hold menu.
Settings button. 5 of 7.
And back to the main menu screen. Now, the other thing, if you want to get into the options to be able to move the icons around on the home screen, if I come down to my home button again, come up and find menu.
Menu button.
And one finger flick to the left.
Options button.
There's the options button. One finger double tap on that.
Options.
In moving mode, press directional buttons to move.
I'm now in moving mode to move the icons around on the screen. And of course, to come out of it, come down to my home button, come up a little bit.
Menu button.
Menu button.
Hold for main menu.
And one finger double tap.
Menu.
Enter moving mode.
Okay, and I'm out of moving mode. Now, when you go in and search for an item in the Apple TV, such as movies, TV shows, trailers, etc., it'll bring up the on-screen keyboard, and it'll do the same thing for parental control as well, which is nice when you're wearing headphones, because if I was to enter in the parental control just using the physical remote, my children would actually hear what the PIN number is. But of course, with the iPhone and my earphones plugged in, the boys won't actually hear the parental PIN code. So for example, let me just do one finger flick down.
Gesture area.
Radio button. 7 of 7.
Okay, and tap on radio just once on the screen, remember?
And enter passcode.
Toy
enter
room.
4-digit passcode.
Keyboard. Hide button.
Adjustable item. Okay. 3 of 3.
Entered 4-digit passcode, and you heard the, say, toy room on my iPhone, and it popped up the keyboard. So now if I do my PIN number.
0.
Lid. Adjustable item. 3 of 3.
6.
0. Adjustable item. 3 of 3.
1.
0. Adjustable item. 3 of 3.
2.
In broadcast radio.
Toy room.
Categories. 70s retro. Button. 1 of 25.
Okay, so all you heard on the Apple TV being spoken was 0000. The PIN number was only coming out on my iPhone when I was typing it in. And then, of course, to come back to the main home screen, I find my physical home button on my iPhone. Come up a little bit.
Menu button.
Okay, and one finger double tap.
Main menu. Menu.
In main menu. Radio. Button. 7 of 7.
Okay, and then of course, to start something playing on the Apple TV, if I flick up.
Gesture area.
Trailers. Button. 2 of 7.
And flick up again.
TV shows. Button. 2 of 5.
And flick to the left.
Movies. Button. 1 of 5. Okay,
let me touch on movies. One finger touch.
Purchased. 1 of 6.
Okay, there's purchased. Let me touch on purchased.
In Ellen's purchased movies. My movies. 97. Button. 2 of 13.
Okay, so my family's currently got 97 movies. So if I flick to the right to go across.
Alice in Wonderland. 1 of 97.
Alice in Wonderland. Let me just do a one finger touch to select that movie.
Play. Button. 2 of 4.
Okay, it's on the play button.
Alice in Wonderland. Walt Disney Studios.
Starts reading description of the movie.
Experience the magic and majesty, and if I just touch the screen again. Featuring Disney Enhanced Home Theater Mix. This remarkable digital restoration boasts. Loading. Resume playing. 1 of 2.
1 of 2. If I do one finger flick down, and again, tiny little flicks.
Start from beginning. Button. 2 of 2.
Okay, start from beginning and touch them to the screen once.
Loading. Authorizing.
Okay, so it started playing the movie. And of course, if I touch the screen.
Paused.
I paused it. Okay, now while it's paused, let me just show you something else you can do while a movie's playing. If I come to the top of my phone and come down a little bit on the right-hand side.
Help button.
And come across to the left slightly.
Done button.
There's the done button. One finger double tap on done.
More devices button.
If I come down to the bottom on the left-hand side.
Radio tab. 1 of genius. Playlists tab. 3 of 5.
I've got playlists. One finger double tap. Come to the top left-hand side.
Devices button.
Flip to the right.
Playlists button. Now playing button.
Okay, I've got a now playing button. So one finger double tap on that.
Back button.
One finger flick to the right.
Alice in Wonderland.
Okay, I know I'm playing Alice in Wonderland. And on the screen, I also have the time it's been playing and how long the time has got to go to the completion of the movie. Now, to get back to the control area, touch the top left-hand side of the screen.
Back button.
One finger double tap on the back button.
Devices button.
Come down to the bottom.
Radio, tab, 1 of 5.
Flick to the right.
Genius, tab, 2 of 5. Selected, playlists, tab, 3 of 5.
That's where we're just in, and what we were in previously.
Control, tab, 4 of 5.
Was the control tab. So if I double tap on the control tab.
Toy room.
Back in the toy room, touch the middle of the screen.
Gesture area.
There's the gesture area, and touch. There's the movie playing again. Touch again.
Paused.
And I've paused it. And then come back down to my home button.
Menu button.
There's the menu button.
Hold for main menu.
Now, of course, if I one finger double tap and hold now.
1 of 1. Return to main menu button. 1 of 4.
Our accessibility shortcut menu. When you're down levels in the menu, above where in mine it says voiceover and so on, I've got to return to main menu. So of course, if I just touch the screen once.
Gesture area.
In main menu. Movies. Button. 1 of 5.
I've zipped straight back to the Apple TV main menu. So I've zipped back straight through, playing the movie, purchased movies, and I'm back on the main menu with just one touch at the top of the accessibility shortcut menu. So I hope you've enjoyed this fairly quick demo of using the remote app on the iPhone, in my case, the iPhone 6 Plus. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.